Our reading this morning is from 2 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. The men of Israel took captive 200,000 of their relatives, women, sons, and daughters. And they also took much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Obed. And he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hand. But you have killed them in a rage that has reached up to heaven. And now you intend to subjugate the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, as your slaves. Have you not sins of your own against the Lord your God? Now hear me, and send back the captives from your relatives whom you have taken, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Certain chiefs also of the men of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Bechariah the son of Meshamoth, Jehezakah the son of Shalom, and Azamah the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who were coming from the war and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives in here, for you purpose to bring upon us the guilt against the Lord in addition to our present sins and guilt. For our guilt is already great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the assembly. And the men who have been mentioned by name rose and took the captives, and with them the spoil. They clothed all who were naked among them. They clothed them, gave them sandals, provided them with food and drink, and anointed them. And carrying all the feeble among them on donkeys, they brought them to their kinsfolk at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To the victor belongs the spoils. That's just the way it is. You win, you get the goods. You win in war, you gather up whatever you can get your hands on. Money, gold, clothing, valuables, people. You won, it's yours. Kind of stands in contrast, though, to what we learn from God's word. All things belong to the Lord. And it's that conflict, that contrast that comes to play here as we, on this day when we commemorate and remember the apostle of the great theologian Augustine. And we all know Augustine. You know, he's like number two in a hip parade among Lutherans, right after Luther, maybe third after Melanchthon. But he's famous. We know all about Augustine. Yet today's text brings up somebody altogether different. Oded. Y'all know Oded, right? Not so much. Kind of an obscure guy. We don't hear anything about him in the scripture until this passage, and then this is it. So Oded, prophet of the Lord, has to come before this army. This army who is celebrating a great victory. They have killed 120,000 valiant warriors of Judah. They have completely decimated them, took over all their property. Now they're coming back with the spoils of war. To the victor belongs the spoils, right? They're still celebrating, filled with the adrenaline of the battle, covered in the blood of their enemies and probably even some of the blood of their comrades who battled alongside of them. The thrill of having to survive the battle is fresh. The excitement, the exuberance of returning victorious is theirs. But there stands Oded. "You need to give it all back," he says. How would you like to be that messenger on that day with that army? You need to give it all back. It belongs to the Lord. These are your brothers and sisters. Yes, the Lord used you to carry out his vengeance and anger upon his unfaithful people, and they were unfaithful. But you're at no better. Look what you've done. You've killed them in a rage. It's time to repent. And this is what repentance looks like. Give it all back. To the victor belongs the spoil? No. It all belongs to the Lord. So we may not know much about Oded, but we certainly can respect him. Kind of be glad we're not in his shoes. And yet we are. This is our calling too. Not necessarily to stand before armies telling them to give back the spoils of war, but we're called to stand and speak God's word in the presence of those who are captives. We are to boldly, clearly proclaim God's word, both law and gospel, for the sake of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are held captive to sin, death. To proclaim this good news for those who are captive without hope because they do not yet belong to Christ. We are called to be just as audacious as Oded, to stand in the face of God's enemy and say, they are not yours, give them back. And yet if we were to find a place in this narrative, we're more likely to want to identify with the victors in this story. It tends to be our desire to want to be winners and enjoy the spoils of war. And we're a little too fond of the misfortunes of others. You know, that celebrity pastor who's in the news because he's fallen from his pedestal. Or that stodgy old church down the road that won't change and now they've dwindled down to the point they have to close their doors. Or that self-centered neighbor who's always kind of irritated us and now we see his wife has had enough and she's leaving. Or the coworker who crashes and burns through his compulsive behaviors. To the victors belong the spoils. There's opportunity here. We can seize these opportunities. We can get something out of them. See, we're so tempted by the spoils. Instead of being compassionate, instead of being sympathetic, instead of speaking God's word of comfort to the captives. And that's what they are, all these people who stumble and fall. They're captives without hope, without remedy, without escape. And yet, if we look at ourselves honestly, we see that's what we are too. Captives. That's who we're most like in this whole narrative. Not the victors, not the bold prophet of God, but people bound by sin, captive to death, defeated, oppressed. At least that's how we started. And maybe it's been too long ago for you to remember freshly what it was like to live as a captive. Maybe you've been privileged to spend your entire life under the grace of God, and you really can't even recall living as one who had no hope. But we all started out as captives, and we're certainly not innocent. Not any more innocent than those people of Judah who were captive by Israelites. They had followed their king Ahaz into idolatry. They had set up the high places. They had offered sacrifices to the false gods, including their own children burned in the fire. They were not innocent at all. Neither were we. And yet the Lord chose not to leave them as captives, even if that's what they deserved. We're even worse off than they were. These Judahites were just captive to other men and their relatives at that. They had far more hope than we ever had because our captor was Satan himself, God's persistent, reluctant enemy, one who would not give up his spoils of war. And so we are in desperate need of someone to intervene for us. Someone, well, who had to be far greater than Oded. Someone who could overcome, who could defeat our captor. So God sent his son. Indeed, far greater than Oded. And God's son didn't simply intervene. He simply didn't stand before the army and appeal to them on the basis of God's word or conscience or compassion. He knew better. He knew that he would have to engage this enemy and soundly defeat him. So he didn't stand between us and that enemy. Instead, he took our place. Took our place, humbling himself to make us great. Stripped naked and hung on a cross to clothe us in his righteousness. He himself became captive to death and the grave so that we could live. And yet that grave could not hold him, could it? No, he rose victorious over that grave. And he proclaimed that victory to claim the spoils of that war. Us. We're the spoils. We're the desire of his heart. We are what he fought for. We are what he won. Now to the victor goes the spoils, and all things belong to God are reconciled. For we are the spoils, and we are the Lord's, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.